This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India's technological prowess in the defense sector. The participants are Dr. D.K. Sunil, Chairman and Managing Director, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, and Ajay Banerjee, Senior Journalist. The moderator is Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor.
Public sector company Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, or HAL, has been granted Maharatna status by the government. It is the 14th PSU in the country to join this elite group. What is the Maharatna status? What are the criteria for awarding it, its significance, and India's technological prowess in the defense sector? To discuss all these issues and more, I'm now joined by Dr. D.K. Sunil, Chairman and MD HAL, and Senior Journalist Ajay Banerjee. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Dr. Sunil, HAL has received the prestigious Maharatna Award. How big is this news for the company? What is your first reaction on this? And what has been the company's performance in the recent past?
Yeah, it is a really momentous occasion for HAL that we have been awarded the Maharatna status. We are the first defense PSU in the league of the big boys. There are only 14 Maharatnas in the country, and most of them are from the power and energy sector. And we are the first defense public sector to get this coveted status. So it is a moment of great honor for the company, for the efforts of the employees of HAL. And it is a recognition of our effort in furthering the self-reliance of the country, especially the support to the armed forces. It's a recognition of the work that HAL has done. Now, coming to your second question, HAL, as you are aware, has been doing very well for the last few years. Our turnover and profitability have been growing consistently, and we have been paying very good dividends to the government, who is our major shareholder, as well as the public. Today, roughly about 30% of the shares are held by the public, and the stock markets have appreciated that. And you can see that our stock performance has been very good in the last few years. Our order book is very healthy. Today, we have an order book of 1,10,000 crores, and we expect that in the next few years, it will almost double, ensuring that HAL has got enough workload over the next decade. So HAL has been investing a lot of money in R&D, in new products. So HAL is now on a growth trajectory of turnover, profitability, as well as performance.
I'm now joined by Senior Journalist Ajay Banerjee. Mr. Banerjee, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you share with our listeners what a Maharatna company is?
First of all, giving you a bit of background to your listeners, Navratna status for public sector companies was introduced in 1997. Later, the government felt that some of these Navratna companies are doing very well, so they need to be given a Maharatna status. Now, Maharatna status is given to 14 companies, as you said in your opening lines. Of these 14 companies, only HAL is the first defense manufacturing company. All others are oil PSUs, power PSUs, coal PSUs, and one is Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited. So all these companies which are already in the Maharatna list are basically producing daily use items. HAL is the only company which is producing selected industry items for the Ministry of Defense and for forces in India and abroad. That is the significance of HAL getting a Maharatna status. It shows our growing defense infrastructure and progress in making equipment in India. That is what it is.
So what is the criteria when the government grants a PSU the Maharatna status? What are the criteria for that?
It's basically aimed at its growth. First of all, it's when its revenue grows beyond a certain point. It also gives the company certain new leverages vis-a-vis negotiating power in terms of contracts. For example, HAL stationed in Bangalore, if they have to send a file every day to Delhi to the Ministry of Defense. To tell your listeners, the Ministry of Defense is the majority stakeholder in HAL. Around 25% of it is listed in public. Rest is largely held by Ministry of Defense. So a file has to come from Bangalore to Delhi. It will take some time, physical processes. So they will give far greater flexibility in negotiating with other companies in terms of day-to-day working. This is one big thing for HAL. This will also mean faster making of equipment. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited has around 20 factories all across the country. Now, these factories have to be keep running. And HAL made a revenue of around 28,162 crores last financial year. Now, this is also a profit of 7,595 crores. For a government-held company to make a 7,500 crore profit, we all know the handicaps of the PSUs, goods and bads. I will not say the goods and bads, but I would say the plus and minuses. So they have made such profit. And HAL getting this status will also mean that HAL now will be, I would say, a better run company Because, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to the MOD, the commercial decision of negotiating with company A or B or C has to be left to HAL at a greater level now, after the Maharatna status. That's how I see it, Anubha.
So, from what I've got, from what you've just told me, that basically it means that Maharatna companies such as HAL, once it gets that status, it means a greater, not only financial, but only also operational autonomy for that particular company.
Yes, and yes again.
Dr. Sunil, with the Maharatna status comes autonomy. Autonomy in decisions regarding investments, regarding operational decisions. What are the benefits that HAL will get after receiving the Maharatna status?
The Maharatna status grants us greater financial autonomy to form JVs on foreign shores, as well as it gives us more autonomy in appointments and promotions and things like that, which are easier to do. It is left to the board of the company, as well as investments in new projects. The board is fully empowered to take all the decisions. You have to work with foreign companies forming JVs to manufacture or support our platforms on foreign shores. So these powers are going to be very significant increase in autonomy of the board. Secondly, Maharatna status is a recognition of our potential, our capability, and our performance, and the performance of the management. In international markets, it is very important that we get this kind of prestige where the government of India has recognized as premier organization by granting us Maharatna status. So as you know, size does matter, prestige does matter in export markets. So definitely, our stature in the international market will go up with this recognition by the government of India.
Twice.
So at this point in the program, I would like to share with our listeners that HAL is India's oldest aircraft manufacturer. And over the past 80 years, it has built aircraft ranging from the Sukhoi Su-30 MKI to MiG-21, MiG-27 and the LCA Tejas. It has also been at the forefront of manufacturing helicopters and trainer aircraft for the Indian Armed Forces, in addition to building aerostructures for the Indian Space Research Organization and global original equipment manufacturers like Airbus and Boeing. Mr. Banerjee, the government aims to make India Atmanirbhar in defense manufacturing to reduce dependence on imported military equipment. Our annual defense production reached a record high of approximately 1.27 lakh crore rupees for 23-24. How much of a boost will the Maharatna status of HAL give to efforts to strengthen the domestic defense industry and the indigenization drive?
First of all, for your listeners, the Ministry of Defense has around 16 companies under it. HAL is one of them. There is also BEL, Bharat Electronics Limited. I'm just naming a few of the big ones. There is also a small little company called the Dhani, which works on metals only. Excuse me, is also under the MOD. And these 16 companies collectively, as you rightly pointed out, produced last year 1.27 lakh crore worth of equipment in the country, which also was exported.
Yes.
21,000 crore worth of equipment was exported. Part of it is from these Sarkari companies, the government held companies. Now, it also means that this equipment is produced in India. You are consuming raw material from India. You are producing that in India, and then you are exporting it. So all the things are here, revenues here. The companies are growing, their stock market is growing, and their establishment of a military industrial complex in India is getting a reality with these 16 companies leading them. However, there are also majority private sector companies like the Tatas, the Bharat Forge, or the L&T, which are doing pioneering work in several of the aspects. Now, HAL, as you rightly pointed out in your lines, that is doing work for so many international companies. HAL is also India's leading company to work on engines for the Russian people. We have a long-standing ties with the Russians.
Yes.
And to make those planes in India, Russia wanted to be done only with HAL. At least 140 of the 272 Sukhois which we fly in the Indian Air Force are made by HAL in its various plants across the country. Recently, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited got a contract to make 240 engines for the Sukhoi. The Sukhoi has, there we are in 272 Sukhois. Each Sukhoi needs two engines, so that is almost 600 engines, flying flyable engines, and also you need spares for replacements. Now, these 240 engines is a major breakthrough because these engines were the first time we produced outside Russia. They will be made by HAL. And of these engines, 40% of the production of the equipment of the raw material is being sourced from India.
So this defense sector, which was till now contributing as a strategic sector, is gradually developing as an economic sector and contributing to the country's economic growth.
Yes, because see what happens is the listeners must know this, around 13% of the country's budget, 13% of the country's budget is being spent by the Ministry of Defense. The change has come about in the past 5-7 years. Our exports, if I'm not wrong, 10 years ago were around in the range of 2,000 crores, 2,500 crores, mostly to our friendly countries, very friendly countries. Now, from that, we are at 21,000 crores last year. That is a 10 times rise in the past 10 years. That's a huge jump. And I see that in growing every year in big numbers. The reasons are the following, that finally in the technology market on the curve, we are catching up. Okay, we are honestly behind the US or the French or the Japanese or the Germans or yes, even the Israelis. But the point is, we are finally catching up at some place. As you pointed out to these equipments which have been exported, the BrahMos, the Pinaka or the warships which have been exported and the other places which we have exported. These indicate that the confidence on the Indian equipment is growing. We have been exporting certain metallurgical items to a country in Europe. Now, Tata has set up a plant in Morocco to produce vehicles for African market. We have also been doing work for some countries in Europe, including ammunition, which is a huge jump for us. Some of our private sector companies are exporting artillery shells to Europe, which is a very big thing in the international market. We are making warships which are being used, seen by several countries. To tell your listeners, we have made an aircraft carrier called INS Vikrant.
Yes.
Six countries in the world have the capacity to make an aircraft carrier. We are one of those six. That aircraft carrier has been made at the Cochin shipyard, Kochi. Six countries again have a capacity to make nuclear-powered and nuclear missile-carrying submarines. We are one of those six. We have already two submarines and we intend to make four more. That's the growth I see. And these numbers, which I'm telling you listeners, will give a very clear idea that the defense sector will be the fulcrum of the growth of Atmanirbharta and Viksit Bharat in the next 20 years, Anubha.
So clearly we can see from what you've been telling us that the Indian defense sector has advanced technologically over the years and it has been a very significant progress by all means.
Yes, it is. By the numbers which we are seeing, it is. And these numbers will grow only further. I also want to add here for listeners that all these technologies which I've just named or you have mentioned, these are very difficult technologies to make. This is not making a scooter. Research and development takes 3 decades, 5 decades in some cases. And mind you, we have missed the industrial bus in the 50s. When the other countries were ahead of us after World War II, we had just been decolonized in 1947.
Yes.
We were struggling with the basics of our life, roti, kapda and makan, as famous in those times. Now you've started focusing on the defense sector exports and the finer things of life in the technology part of it. And your youngsters in our country are now educated. The system has thrown up people who are challenging the West or the established technology markets that we can produce this. And people are noticing India in that matter.
Dr. Sunil, HAL is one of the biggest contributors in Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. We know that LCA Tejas, the light combat aircraft, is now an integral part of the Indian Armed Forces. HAL in the past has produced the Sukhoi, the MiG aircrafts as well. What are the other innovations that HAL is working on?
HAL is an R&D-led company. We have been investing in R&D over the last 5 to 6 decades. You may know that HAL has designed the supersonic aircraft Marut. It has also designed many small trainers as well as utility aircraft earlier. And over the period, we have also designed the LCA, the ALH, many helicopters, the Hindustan Turbo Trainer, which is a basic trainer, and the Kiran Mark II. So we have a huge portfolio of indigenously designed aircraft. HAL spends about 6 to 9% of its revenue towards R&D. So this is a recognition of the fact that our future growth will be led by products designed and supported by us. So the future, we are working on the Indian multi-role helicopter, which is IMRH, deck-based multi-role helicopter, DBMRH, which is a huge project which will come into production in by 2031. We are also working on the AMCA and the TED-BF with ADA, Aeronautical Development Agency, and the LCA Mark II. The LCA Mark II is in prototype manufacturing stage and it will start flying in early 26 and that will enter production in the next decade. So we are seeing that the next decade, we will have a host of platforms coming into production, helicopters as well as fixed wing aircraft. And all these are indigenously designed and in collaboration with either DRDO, Indian agencies or Indian private sector. The indigenous content is going to be very high, of the order of 70%, 70 to 80%. So HAL's next decade is going to be a very exciting decade of new projects, new products, which will push the envelope further.
Dr. D.K. Sunil, Mr. Ajay Banerjee, thank you so much for joining us on this program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's technological prowess in the defense sector. The participants were Dr. D.K. Sunil, Chairman and Managing Director, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, and Ajay Banerjee, Senior Journalist. The moderator was Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.